All righty. I think we are on. Full transparency here. This will be my second time trying to record this video podcast, first edition. To be honest, I don't even know if I'm going to put this out as a regular episode or this may be my first foyer into the into going into Patreon. My daughter made me these bracelets. Hit me up if you want some. I'm in my finest pink shirt. This was my Crown Us King when I was still doing that. I don't know if y'all guys can see it. Back when I was still making t-shirts, this is one of the designs that never really came out. According to Tristan Tate, if you have some muscles and some masculinity about you, which I no doubt have both, men can wear pink. You know, obviously, if you were skinny as fuck, you couldn't wear pink. So me and Tristan Tate are in 100% agreement on that. Speaking of the Tates, boy, those two are fucking interesting, aren't they? So I just found out that their dad was CIA. And I don't know, the retarded part of my brain starts to make me think, well, did they blow up out of nowhere on purpose? Like, is this by design? And if it is by design, why? Because as some of you guys may or may not know, I believe he just got charged or going to be prosecuted or something like that. Hopefully you guys can't see my dick. That's why I didn't record this, or when I recorded it yesterday, that's why I didn't end up putting it out. I was wearing some gray shorts and you could just see my penis right through the gray shorts. And honestly, if I wasn't on baby dick the whole time, I might have put the episode out to kind of show off what I'm working with. But for whatever reason, my dick was on baby dick the whole time I'm recording. So that episode will never see the light of day. Look at him. Goddamn. Just has some fucking leg muscles showing. So, yeah, they're in the process of getting prosecuted or charged or whatever the fuck he's going through. And so immediately my brain goes to, well, they are, maybe he was in on it. And maybe the whole goal of them being fucked with by everybody, the mainstream media, the Romanian police, by everybody, they're being fucked with by everybody, essentially. Maybe they're doing that so more dudes don't start to speak out and preach masculinity, like when you when you take responsibility, it wasn't even a fucking hard word. You know, preaching, taking responsibility for your actions. And preaching, not following not walking the path that's laid out for you by this world. And the path that's laid out to you by this world, I was telling my kids this, it's, your path is to be a worker. I don't have the benefit of going to my phone. That's some insider baseball here. Usually whenever I'm recording, I'm on my phone as I'm recording. So this will be my first time ever not at least referring to my phone for notes and shit. So this is literally off the top. But you know, there's this one lady I was watching, and I shared the video with my to my friend, where this lady was talking about at the turn of the century, the whole like school curriculum changed, and it went from like making it harder to pass to making it relatively easy to pass. You know, and at the, you know, that may sound good at first, but, you know, when you look into the, you know, they were just trying to churn out factory workers at the time, then you realize, you're like, okay, like, They just don't teach you the shit that you need to know. And I know this isn't anything new or groundbreaking. And I damn sure don't know how I got on this topic from fucking Andrew Tate. Because he, you know, telling you to escape the quote unquote matrix, whatever that means to you. I believe that there is a matrix that exists, and I honestly believe that everybody's definition of it is different. But I do think that there are forces in play to guide you, if not push you, down a certain path. And I honestly think it's you taking that personal responsibility and, you know, fighting back against the push or just hopping over to a different path. I was talking to my homeboy today. He was calling me about the submarine. And I was kind of being a dickhead. And I was like, yo, like, I don't give a fuck about that submarine. I'm sympathetic to the people that died. You know what I mean? The people that lost their loved ones on that submarine. But as a whole, to me, that submarine means shit. It doesn't mean fucking anything, to be honest with you. And I was kind of perplexed on... I was just perplexed on how everybody I knew on social media, and I'm only on fucking Instagram, but that shit flooded my Instagram page. I don't follow that many people on Instagram, and I don't have that many followers to be getting recommended the way I was getting recommended. And just for 100% clarification, this right here, this is a legal, L-E-G-A-L, this is a legal U.S. high. But yeah, I think he was calling me to make jokes about it, and I was kind of being a dickhead, but because I honestly don't care. And I don't want to say I was getting upset, but that might be the right word to use. Maybe frustrated, but I was like getting like super fucking frustrated that like everybody and their mama on fucking, I thought that was a fucking UFO flying by in the sky. But I thought it was just fucking crazy that everybody and their mama was posting about the fucking, that submarine. And nobody's talking about shit that you should be talking about. And when I was telling him about this, he started pushing back. And rightfully so, because I was being a dickhead. But his pushback to me was retarded, because he was like, well, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And I was telling him, yo, you just got to be prepared. He was like, well, that's a blanket statement. You like, what does that mean? And like, bro, being prepared is whatever, like being prepared to, for me is going to different from being prepared to you. And he was like, well, that's just a blanket statement. And I'm like, bro, like anything else in this world, they don't give you fucking a step-by-step instruction on how to do any fucking thing other than fucking become a fucking worker. You know what I mean? That's the only information that is the only outline that's given to you. And that's given to you since pretty much childhood, going to elementary. You know, you work, you get good grades, you go to high school, get good grades, you go to college, and then you get a job out of college. But you have to come up with your, I was like trying to like, you have to come up with your own fucking plan. And he was like, well, that's why people aren't going to listen, because they don't have no instruction. Or, and then he was saying like, or shit just isn't going to change. And to me, that's like a fucking, I'm not calling him a loser, because this is my home. This is like my best friend. And I'm not calling, to me, that's just a loser's way of thinking. Like, you're already defeated if that's how you're going about trying to find a fucking solution. But, and that's why I was pushing back. I was like, yo, like, nothing else you do, do they give you step by, like, they don't give you fucking step-by-step instruction on how you can leverage your credit to buy real estate, and then how you can use that real estate to create wealth for the rest of your life, you know what I mean? It might not be, you know, obviously if you get enough fucking real estate, but that's besides the fucking point. But again, I was just like, yo, like, you're thinking about it wrong. And then his pushback was, yo, people already knew about this. And I'm like, no, the fuck they did not. Like, most people did not know about this shit. I was like, nobody knew that they were fucking, other than like super small sets of people. But nobody knew that they were about to release a bioweapon on us. Nobody knew that they were going to start practicing martial law on us by making us, you know, is the 2 weeks to flatten the curve bullshit. And if they did know, like, I was like, yo, like, people sure as hell went fucking along with it really fucking, like, really fucking quick. I just got scared by that bug behind me. I don't know if y'all can see it. So if they did know, they got fucked really, really fucking quick. They were super happy to give up their civil liberties really fucking quick. And I was saying last episode on the podcast, you know, I'm to a point now where this is, I think it's a spiritual war of bad versus good. And I'm not going to give, you know, it's whether you think that's the devil and God or whatever it is, it's, there is something spiritual here going on. And, you know, that's why, I don't know. I feel like everything they're doing now is to purposely try to break your spirit, is to just break your fucking spirit. Kind of like how my homeboy is just like, well, nothing's going to change. If you talk about it, what's going to change? You know what I mean? I'm like, to me, that's a spirit broken. And these forces, especially these evil forces, these bad forces that are at play, I think that that's what they want. I've been on record saying, and I just got my mind changed today, which is I love saying that. I love saying, oh shit, like, I thought about this way for so fucking long. And if my mind isn't changed 100% completely, it did get me thinking in a different way, for sure. And I heard Eddie Bravo saying, Eddie Bravo was arguing that he doesn't believe the elections are already chosen. I've been on record saying, it doesn't matter who you fucking vote for, they're going to put into office who they're going to put into office. And his pushback to that was, well, if that's the case, then what's the need for all their censoring? You know, when they were censoring that the election was stolen, when they just censor everything, and I'm not going to do his argument justice because I just heard it today, but him just putting that out there to me, you know, I've never thought about that shit before. I was like, okay, well, why? Well, at first it was just like to silence people. But, you know, like, if it wouldn't, they wouldn't have to silence anybody if what they were going to do was already going to get done. And maybe I'll add in a clip right here of what Eddie Bravo was saying, so that way, you know, I don't fuck up, you know, I don't fuck up his point.
You know, for people out there that think that everything is rigged and there's just like the elections are all rigged, like they are rigged, but there's people that think that elections mean nothing. Like it doesn't matter what you vote. Like, you know, if it didn't matter,
why would they be
rigging? Why would they be doing all these layers with all the ballot harvesting? So to me, elections are real, but they're rigged and they got them all under control. You know, whether, you know, it's that front line with the machines or the ballots or.
What do you mean they're real then? I don't quite understand that part.
The elections are real. They just rig them.
But I can confidently say that made me think in a whole different way, in a way I haven't thought of before. So now I'm not so certain that, you know, the election isn't rigged, you know what I mean? Or that the election isn't already picked for us, you know? But then I say that, you know what I mean? And then I think of what they did to fucking Bernie Sanders, you know? And it's like, somehow Biden, who was polling seventh when the first polls came out, and Kamala Harris, who was polling dead last when the first polls came out, somehow that combination of those pairing somehow got the most votes in U.S. history. Like, to me, that doesn't make sense. And you know, and just like that, I fucking convinced myself the other fucking way. Well, not convinced myself, but to me, that doesn't make sense. Like, okay, well, like, before I heard anybody talk about fucking Biden, everybody was talking about Bernie. It was, everybody was on the Bernie train. And then he got fucked, and then he just started liking to take the fuck, so he turned out to be a fucking cuck. Because they hold him so dirty, and he went along with it. But I just don't see how the dude that was polling seventh and then the lady that was polling dead last somehow got the most votes in U.S. history for a president. But then again, I don't know. I think, and this is honest, right now, at least this is what I think, and obviously, you know, my mind can change like that. I'm not dogmatic in my ways by any stretch of the imagination. I'm very open to change. But right now, what I think is, I think that they want to keep the general population in a state of confusion. A state of chaotic confusion. They want you to think that shit that doesn't make sense makes sense. One of my favorite quotes from George Orwell in 1984 was, and the party said, forget the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command. And I feel like that's what's going on right now. Like, their most essential command is getting people to be like, getting people to believe that a fucking yellow Penske truck just blew the fuck out of this, the Merck building in Oklahoma City. It's getting people to believe that the Iraqis and Saddam Hussein had anything to do with 9/11. And, you know, you got Bush apologizing years later.
You talked about how just sick you felt to your stomach when you found out there were no weapons of mass destruction. Can you bring me to that moment? Did someone walk in and say, we've stopped looking, they're not there?
No, no.
How did that happen?
It just kind of was, it evolved. The fact that there wasn't weapons evolved. I mean, I was... You know, when we first got in there, started looking around, and didn't find anything. You get that kind of sinking feeling that, oh. And then time went on, and then we got tips. You know, I'll never forget the tip that there was crates buried, you know, hidden in the Euphrates River. They found maybe these are them, and they've sent frogmen, and there was nothing there. And so, and then of course,
you know what I mean. And to me, it's just weird that the more people are getting fucked with, the more they're that they don't want to admit that they're being fucked with. You know, it's almost easier for them to accept the fucking than fight the fucking. You know what I mean? And to me, that's them winning. You know what I mean? They're, you know, it, to me, that like that's like them really, really winning. I don't know. I wish I would have told my homeboy, and maybe he'll listen to this. Maybe he won't listen to this. I don't know. But I wish I would have told him, like, one of the first action plans would to be, like, don't participate in any of this shit. Like, don't vote. You know what I mean? And then we could really see what happens. Like, what happens if everybody in America doesn't vote? Do they act like people did go out and vote? Or does something really change? You know what I mean? But the hopes of that happening for me are lessening more and more and more and more and more. And I don't know what that says about me, because I, you know, I don't know. I forgot where I heard this from. Maybe it was from Sam Tripoli on his Tinfoil Hat podcast. It might have been from him, but matter of fact, I think it was. Fuck, I just forgot. God damn it. I just fucking forgot what I was going to fucking say. I'm not even going to fucking try to remember. But yeah, I would just be super thrilled if nobody voted. But I know that that's not going to happen, because they're going to use the media to get you to say, hey, if you don't vote, this dude who's super scary, he doesn't believe in vaccines. Even though he's vaccinated and his kids are vaccinated, he's an anti-vaxxer. And I'm talking about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And I hate that I'm talking about him so much. I don't know how I want to say this. You know, Robert F. Kennedy, he's establishment. But they blew the brains off of his uncle, and then they shot his father. You know what I mean? And then I think one of his uncles died, or one of his cousins died in a fucking plane crash. You know what I mean? So the greater forces that be clearly found the Kennedys to be some sort of threat. You know what I mean? And maybe they got to him, but I don't know. I'm trying to work this out as I go along. But it's just, I don't like that I'm talking about him so much, but he's, you know, the media is smearing this man as an anti-vaxxer, even though he's vaccinated and his kids are vaccinated. He's just saying he doesn't fuck with the shit that they were putting in the vaccines. And you're watching in real time them mislabel this man. In a world where they tell you to label everybody the correct way. They're easy. They're quick and easy to smear him and mislabel him. And then the dumbasses that are fighting for to be labeled the correct way are going along with it. You know what I mean? And I don't understand how people got scared into thinking Big Pharma are their friends. You know what I mean? Like, these motherfuckers created the problem. They sold you the motherfucking solution. And in that solution, God knows what they were fucking putting in it. Because we won't know. You know, they don't want to release the shit. Speaking of not releasing, they don't want to release anything about the vaccine trials and shit like that. Speaking of not releasing shit, the White House was supposed to, and this is why I think that they want to keep motherfuckers just in a state of just chaotic confusion, bewilderment, all of the above. Because they were supposed to release the fucking information about exactly what they knew about COVID. And they're not releasing any of that shit. You know what I mean? And then it's like, this is where going back to Eddie Bravo kind of not changing my mind, but getting me to think different. And it's like, man, well, maybe that might have been true all the way up until maybe until Trump. But honestly, fuck Trump, too. To me, fuck every single politician. Every single one that's been president. Fuck them. Maybe except for JFK, and maybe except for Roosevelt, the military-industrial complex. Maybe even to an extent, George Washington, because for everything I've heard about George Washington is he didn't want to be fucking president, and that's what made him a good president. And he might have been the last one to actually fight a war. You know what I mean? Like, so that to me is a real leader. Fuck. See, I'll be fucking up. Because now I'm on another motherfucking tangent. And completely forgot where I was supposed to be going with this shit. But, White House not releasing shit. But, so they don't do that. But then it's like, then they're trying to give people one. And trying to seem like they're trying to be fair and going after Hunter fucking Biden on some like super easy shit. On some like small shit. But they're not talking about what he was already doing in Ukraine before this war was taking place. You know what I mean? They were asking the White House press secretary about Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden, who might be my favorite. He might be my favorite person out there. Because this dude was threatening some like Chinese person and was like, yo, my dad's sitting right next to me. Can you please explain to me and him why this transaction that we agreed upon hasn't gone through? And if he named like two people, he was like, if you and these two people aren't the ones that contact me and I get a call from anybody else, I'm fucking you up, is essentially what he was saying. They were asking the White House press secretary about that. You know, obviously, she doesn't want to talk about family fucking business.
I'm just not going to get into family discussion, personal family discussion. As you know, Hunter is his son. I'm just not going to get into it.
And it's like, bro, if they aren't purposely gaslighting us, and I don't know what the fuck is happening. You know what I mean? I don't know. I guess my only call to action would be, I hope nobody goes out and votes.